Welcome to our lesson number 4 on foundations of the faith.
Bilijang sumping din ang pangajaran ng kaupat ng nandasar iman.
Our desire is to build up the body of Christ.
Kahoyong urang niya tangawangon awa Kristus.
And to equip God's people.
Pangalengkepan umat Allah.
So they can do the works of Jesus.
Dugi karanjun na tiasa ngalakukan pagawaan-pagawaan Yesus.
The issues that we're dealing with in these lessons
perkawis anu baris dibahas di lebet ieu pelajaran
are foundational and important.
Nyaeta penting pisan.
We're going to be talking about the Holy Spirit in this lesson.
Urang bade nyareuskeun ngeunaan Roh Kudus.
Jesus spent much time teaching about the Holy Spirit.
Yesus ngagunakeun waktos kanggo ngajar ngeunaan Roh Kudus.
Every believer in Jesus Christ should be familiar with his ministry.
Setiap jalmi anu percandran ka Yesus Kristus sakedana biasa karena pelayananana.
When Jesus talked about the Holy Spirit,
waktu Yesus ngandika ngenan Roh Kudus,
he always referred to him as a person.
Mantena sok nunjuk ka anjeunna salaku saurang pribadi.
He never referred to him as an object or some sort of a force.
Mantena teu pernah nunjuk ka anjeunna salaku hiji objek atanapi hiji kekuatan.
In one of our past lessons we talked about the Trinity.
Dina salah sahiji pelajaran urang anu kalangkung urang nyarioskeun Allah Tritunggal.
But God the Father.
Allah Bapa.
God the Son.
Putra Allah.
In this lesson we'll talk about God the Holy Spirit.
Dina pelajaran ieu urang baris nyarioskeun Allah Roh Kudus.
The Holy Spirit is grieved when we don't realize He's a person.
Roh Kudus sedih waktos urang teu sadar anjeunna teh hiji pribadi.
He's not here just to do things for us.
Anjeunna teh aya di dieu kanggo ngalakukeun hal-hal kanggo urang.
But He's a person to be recognized.
Tapi anjeunna mangrupi hiji pribadi kanggo dikenal.
The Bible even speaks of having fellowship with the Holy Spirit.
Kitab suci nyarioskeun ngeunaan ngagaduhan riungan sareng Roh Kudus.
That's in 2 Corinthians 13:14.
Ya dina 2 Korintus pasal 13 sareng 14.
Let us study some of the words of Jesus about the Holy Spirit.
Mangga urang diajar sababaraha pangandika Yesus tina perkawis Roh Kudus.
John chapter 14 verses 15 through 18.
Yohanes pasal 14 ayat 15 dugi ka 18.
I'm reading from John chapter 14 verses 15 through 18.
Ku abdi nuju di awas Yohanes pasal 14 15 dugi ka 18.
If you love me, keep my commandments.
Lamun maranehna sabat ka kami maraneh nurut parentah kami.
And I will pray the Father and he will give you another helper that he may abide with you forever.
Kami rek menta ka Ama supaya maraneh dibere pigantian kami hiji pangaping anu baris ngaliripur sarta ngaping sapanjangna.
The Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him for he dwells with you and will be in you.
Nyaeta roh kayaktian umumna materi aku lantaran teu ngawarabuhun jeung teu nyerahuhun. Maranehanana warabuh diaping ku anjeuna anu ngancik sajeroning hate.
I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you.
Jadi maraneku kami moal diantep nunggelis, kami tangtu datang deui.
This is just prior to Jesus being crucified on the cross.
Ieu kajantenan sateuacana Yesus disalibkeun.
Just prior to his burial and his resurrection.
Sateuacana kuburanana sareng gugahna.
He said, I won't leave you as orphans. I will come to you.
Nantenangan ieu kami moal ninggalkeun marane sina nunggelis. Kami bakal datang deui.
I'm sure the disciples were thinking, how will you come to us, Jesus?
Abdi yakin para muridna nuju ngemut, kumaha mantena sumping deui ka abdi Yesus.
In John chapter 14 verse 26, Jesus gives the answer.
Dina Yohanes 14 ayat 26, Yesus masihan waleran.
Verse 26 says this.
Ayat 26 nyeros kieu.
John 14:26.
Yohanes 14 ayat 26.
But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you.
Engke anu geus diomongkeun ku kami baris diwurukeun ditetelakeun ka maraneh ku anjeunna. Nu baris ngaping maraneh teh nyaeta Roh Suci anu baris diutus ku Rama kalawan pamenta kami.
Jesus said the Father would send the Holy Spirit in my name.
Yesus ngandika yen Rama bakal ngirimkeun Roh Kudus dina ngaran kami.
That phrase, in my name,
ungkapan nu dianggo dina jenenganana,
means in my place to represent me.
Artosna di tempat anjeuna nganggo ngawakilkeun anjeuna.
And to act on my behalf.
Sareng ngalampahkeun dina jenenganana.
The way Jesus was going to come back to the disciples,
cara Yesus bari sumping deui ka murid-muridna,
was in the person of the Holy Spirit.
Nyaeta dina wujud pribadi Roh Kudus.
A Christian says Jesus lives in my heart.
Orang Kristen nyareuskeun Yesus aya di lebet hatena.
Yes, that's true.
Ya, iya leres.
But he lives in my heart by the Holy Spirit.
Tapi mantenna ngancik dina hate abdi ku Roh Suci.
God dwells in the Christian by the Holy Spirit.
Allah ngancik dina diri urang-urang Kristen ku Roh Suci.
Now Jesus, while on the earth,
Yesus sawatara aya di dunya,
had been the helper of the disciples.
Parantos ngajantenkeun panulung kanggo murid-muridna.
He had taught them, he had counseled them.
Mantenna ngawulang aranjeuna sareng ngasehatan.
He had led them and guided them.
Mantenna mingpin sarta ngauban.
Now he's going away.
Ayeuna mantenna parantos angkat.
He says the Holy Spirit will come in my place.
Mantenna nyariosin Roh Suci bade janten gegentosna.
He will now be your counselor and your guide.
Ayeuna manehna janten panasehat sareng ngauban urang.
He will now be your teacher.
Ayeuna manehna bakal jadi guru aranjeun.
It is so important to know the Holy Spirit.
Tidak penting nganggo wano sareng Roh Kudus.
Look with me in John chapter 16.
Mangga urang tingali sesarengan dina Yohanes pasal 16.
We're going to be reading verses 7 through 15 in John 16.
Urang bade ngaos ayat 7 dugi ka 15.
Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away, for if I do not go away, the helper will not come to you, but if I depart, I will send him to you.
Tapi masing percaya kami miang teh hade temahna keur marane sabab lamun kami teu miang nu baris ngaping moang sumping sabalikna lamun kami miang nya kami anu baris ngutus anjeuna ka marane.
When he has come he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment.
Di mana anjeuna sumping baris ngelingan umat dunya singaringet kana dosa-dosana kana kayaktian jeung kana kaadilan.
Sin because they do not believe in me.
Soal dosa-dosanya eta maranehna teu percaya ka kami.
Of righteousness because I go to my Father and you see me no more.
Bener kami mulang ka rama sarta moal tembong deui ka marane.
Of judgment because the ruler of this world is judged.
Soal kaadilannya eta roh ngagegeung ngawasaan ieu dunya geus meunang ka hukuman.
I still have many things to say to you but you cannot bear them now.
Loba kana nu perlu dicaritakeun ka marane ngan ayeuna mah marane moal kuat. Nyanggana.
However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come.
Kebayari roh kayaktian teh sumping. Tangtu manehna ku anjeuna dituntun kana hal-hal anu saestuna. Sabab anjeuna moal sauran anu bakal disaurkeunana anu geus kadangu ku anjeuna sarta kumarane baris nuduhkeun hal-hal bakal kajadian.
He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you.
Anjeuna baris ngamulyakeun ka kami, ku jalan nerangkeun ka marane sakunu ku anjeuna geus katarima ti kami.
All things that the Father has are mine, therefore I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you.
Sakur anu jadi kagungan rama jadi milik kami. Eta sababna ceuk kami anjeuna bakal nerangkeun sakur nu ku anjeuna geus katerima ti kami.
I think about what the disciples must have felt like when Jesus said,
"Hayang abi mikir naon ku murid-muridna ditaroskeun dina waktu Yesus ngandika."
It's to your advantage that I go away.
Kami miang teh hade temahna keur marane.
They probably thought, no, Jesus, stay with us.
Mutana ranjeuna moal. Yesus bakal sasarengan teras sareng abdi.
How could it be better for us if you leave?
Kumaha tiasa janten sae upami anjeunna angkat.
You're everything to us.
Mutana sagala rupi kanggo abdi.
Jesus said, if I don't leave, the Holy Spirit cannot come.
Yesus ngandika upami kami teu miang nu baris ngaping moal sumping.
Jesus could be at one place at one time.
Yesus tiasa ngancik di hiji tempat dina hiji waktos.
The Holy Spirit can be everywhere.
Roh Kudus oge aya di dinya.
With all of God's people.
Sareng sadaya umat Allah.
Carrying on the ministry of Jesus.
Neraskeun ngalayanan Yesus.
The Holy Spirit is with me here now.
Roh Kudus oge aya waktos eta sasarengan.
Inspiring me.
Nya ilhaman abdi.
The Holy Spirit is with you there.
Roh Kudus aya sasarengan sareng saderek.
Teaching you.
Ngawulang ka saderek.
With God's people all over the world.
Sasarengan sareng umat Allah di sakuliah dunya.
The Holy Spirit is always with them.
Roh Kudus salaminya dengan anjina.
Jesus said that is better.
Yesus nyarios ieu teh langkung sae.
He went on and began to teach them about the Holy Spirit's ministry.
Mantenan naraskeun sareng ngawitan ngawulang aranjeunna tina halaladen Roh Kudus.
He convicts the world of sin.
Anjeunna bakal ngelingan dunya kana dosana.
Of righteousness.
Kayaktian.
Of judgment.
Pangadilan.
He said the Holy Spirit will show you things to come.
Mantenan ngandika Roh Kudus bari ngawartosan hal-hal nu bakal datang.
He knows the things that are waiting up the road ahead for you.
Mantenan terang kana hal anu bakal kajanten na kalaman ku saderek.
He'll guide you around the obstacles.
Anjeunna bari ngabuan saderek dina waktos aya halangan harungan.
He'll take the wisdom of God.
Anjeunna bari nyandak hikmat Allah.
And impart it to your heart.
Sareng nyimpenna dina manah saderek.
He'll lead you and guide you.
Mantenan bari ngaping sareng ngauban saderek.
Understanding his ministry
ngartos perkawis laladen kamantena
is essential
kacida priyogina
to living a successful Christian life
kanggo ngalampahkeun kahirupan Kristiani nu hasil.
Jesus shared these words with the disciples.
Yesus ngandikakeun cariosan ieu ka para muridna
on the very night he was arrested.
Dina tengah wengi waktos anjeunna ditewak.
They'd been in the upper room together.
Aranjeunna ngariung sasarengan di ruangan luhur.
And as they left that room and went to the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus is sharing these words with them. This was his last message to the disciples. If you're leaving a close friend, and you will not see them again for a long time, you share your heart right when you leave. You don't talk about unimportant things. This is the message that was burning in Jesus' heart. The last thing he shared with them prior to his leaving.
Alahir ieu mantenna ngabagikeun ka maranehna sateuacana mantenna angkat.
Said you must know the Holy Spirit.
Mantenna ngandika maraneh kudu anoh ka Roh Kudus.
Look back with me again in John chapter 14.
Mangga urang tingali dina Yohanes pasal 14.
And again verse 17.
Ayat anu ka 17.
John 14:17 says this.
Yohanes 14 ayat 17 nyarioskeun.
The Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you.
Eta pangaping nyaeta Roh Kayaktian anu kudunya umumna mah moal di aku lantaran teu warawuhun jeung nyarahuhun. Maranehna mah tangtu warawuh tangtu di aku.
Jesus said the Holy Spirit is with you, but he's going to be in you.
Yesus ngandika yen Roh Kudus nyarengan maneh, cicing dina hate maneh.
That's so important to understand that.
Penting pisan kanggo ngartos hal eta.
The Holy Spirit does dwell in every believer.
Roh Kudus ngancik di lebet sadaya anu percanten.
When you got born again and accepted Jesus Christ.
Waktu sadayak dibabarkeun deui sareng nampi Yesus Kristus.
The Holy Spirit did the work of salvation in you.
Roh Kudus ngalaksanakeun padamelan kaselamatan di lebet diri saderek.
He made your spirit brand new.
Anjeunna ngadamel roh saderek janten enggal.
And we certainly believe that Jesus was talking about that.
Pasti urang percantan kana naon anu ku Yesus dicarios.
But I believe Jesus had more in mind than that.
Tapi abdi percantan Yesus ngagaduhan langkung ti eta.
Another experience with the Holy Spirit.
Pengalaman nusanes jeung Roh Kudus.
He was referring to what the scriptures call the baptism in the Holy Spirit.
Anjeunna nunjuk naon anu dawuhan Allah dicarioskeun ngeunaan baptisan Roh Kudus.
Or the infilling of the Holy Spirit.
Atanapi dipinuhan ku Roh Kudus.
It is one thing to be born of the Spirit.
Ieu hiji hal supados dilahirkeun deui dina hiji Roh.
It is another thing to be filled with the Spirit.
Hiji hal sanes supados dipinuhan ku Roh.
There's an experience subsequent to salvation.
Yaitu pengalaman nu mangrupikeun akibat ti kaselamatan.
Called the infilling of the Holy Spirit.
Disebut dipinuhan ku Roh Kudus.
And we believe that it's available to every Christian.
Terang urang percanten ieu tos hadiah kanggo urang Kristen.
Jesus said here in verse 17 of John 14.
Yesus ngandika dina ayat 17 Yohanes pasal 14.
Said that the world cannot receive the Holy Spirit.
Disarioskeun yen di dunya ieu teu tiasa nampi Roh Kudus.
You must be born again to receive the Holy Spirit.
Saudara kada dibabarkeun deui ka ngonaan pi Roh Kudus.
The world can receive Jesus.
Dunya ieu teu tiasa nampi Yesus.
The Bible says God so loved the world.
Hirup sucinya reuskeun sabab dunya poara diasihna ku Allah.
That he gave his son Jesus.
Tapi ka masrahkeun putrana Yesus.
That whoever receives him.
Supaya sing sanu percaya ka nya ulah cilaka.
Might have eternal life.
Sebalikna bisa tinemu jeung hirup langgeng.
But you must receive Jesus first.
Tapi sadere kada ngawitan nampi Yesus.
Before you can receive the Holy Spirit.
Sateacana sadere tiasa nampi Roh Kudus.
Look with me in John's Gospel, the 4th chapter.
Mangga tingali sasarangan dina Injil Yohanes pasal 4.
It is our desire.
Nyata kayong urang.
To help Christians receive all that God has for them.
Kanggo nulungan urang-urang Kristen nampi sagala anu disaogikeun ku Allah.
You cannot read very far in the New Testament.
Sadarek teu tiasa ngaos dugi ka bagian akhir Perjanjian Anyar.
Without finding references to the Holy Spirit.
Upami henteu mendakan pituduh ngeunaan Roh Suci.
And how he was working in the lives of God's people.
Tereng kumaran jeung nuju midamel dina hirup umat Allah.
The same Holy Spirit is here today.
Roh Kudus nu sami aya di tempat ieu dinten ieu.
The things happening in the book of Acts.
Perkawis anu kajantenan dina kitab Kisah Rasul.
Can happen today in the church.
Biasa kajantenan dinten ieu di gereja.
We have the same Holy Spirit.
Urang ngagaduhan Roh Suci nu sami.
But we must find out about his ministry.
Tapi urang kada terang ngeunaan laladena.
The Bible says.
Kitab suci nyeroskeun.
That God's people go into captivity.
Yen umat Allah baris binasa.
Because they have no knowledge.
Lantaran maranehna teu ngagaduhan ilmu.
We want to learn.
Urang bade diajar.
So that we can experience all that God has.
Supaya urang tiasa naroskeun sadaya ka Allah disayugikeun.
Look with me in John chapter 4 verses 13 through 14.
Mangga urang tingali dina Yohanes 4 ayat 13 sareng 14.
Jesus is talking to a woman near a well.
Yesus nuju guna catur sareng sahiji istri caket di sumur.
I picture Jesus sitting on the well and conversing with a woman.
Kabdi kabayangkan Yesus nuju calik caket sumur sareng gunem catur sareng hiji istri.
With that in mind, look at verse 13.
Salangkungan hal eta dina emutan mangga urang tingali ayat 13.
Jesus answered and said to her, "Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again."
Walor Yesus, nginum tina sumur ieu mah bakal halabab deui.
He was referring to the water in the well.
Antena nunjuk kana cai sumur.
Verse 14.
Ayat 14.
But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life.
Tapi cai nu rek dibikeun ku kami mah moal matak halabab deui sapanjangna oge. Sabab cai pamere kami mah bakal ngajadi cinyusu di jero diri. Anu moal saat-saat tempi kahirup kalah dengan.
Jesus is talking about salvation.
Jadinya Yesus nyarioskeun ngeunaan keselamatan.
He speaks of this fountain or well of water springing up into everlasting life.
Mantana nyarioskeun ngeunaan cinyusu anu terus-terusan kaluar nepi kahirup langgeng.
Everlasting life is salvation.
Hirup nu langgeng nyaeta keselamatan.
Now he spoke of this water.
Mantana nyarioskeun ngeunaan cai.
Water is a type of the Holy Spirit.
Cai ngalambangkeun Roh Suci.
Jesus here is referring to the Holy Spirit's work in salvation.
Di dieu Yesus nuju nunjuk damar Roh Kudus dina kasalametan.
With that in mind, look in John's Gospel, the 7th chapter.
Sareng hal eta dina emutan, mangga tingali dina Injil Yohanes pasal 7.
We'll find that Jesus again uses this analogy of water for the Holy Spirit.
Urang bakal mendakan yen sakali deui Yesus ngagunakeun analogi cai kanggo Roh Kudus.
But there is something different here.
Tapi aya anu beda di dieu.
John chapter 7 verses 37 through 39.
Yohanes pasal 7 ayat 37 dugi ka 39.
On the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out saying, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink."
Dina poe panutupan hari raya keur aramena pesta, Yesus ngadeg tuluy ngadawuh, "Saha anu halabab hiap ka kami nginum."
He who believes in me, as the scripture said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.
Sing anu percaya ka kami bakal sakumaha cek kitab suci dina hatena bakal aya cinyusu anu hirup.
But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified.
Anu dimaksud ku anjeunna eta roh anu bakal katarima ku anu percaya harita mah teu acan lungsur sabab Yesus acan dimulyakeun.
Jesus had not yet died on the cross and been raised from the dead.
Yesus teu acan pupus di salib sareng digugahkeun tina pupusna.
There were no Christians then.
Teu acan aya orang Kristen dina waktos eta.
Jesus hadn't paid the price for sin yet.
Yesus teu acan mayar harga kanggo dosa.
He wasn't yet glorified after being raised from the dead.
Mantenna teu acan dimulyakeun saparantos digugahkeun tina maraos.
But he said, after my resurrection, when I'm glorified.
Tapi mantenna nyarios saparantos kami disalib waktos kami dimulyakeun.
And people believe in me.
Sareng urang-urang percaya ka kami.
They can receive the Holy Spirit.
Marane tiasa kenging Roh Kudus.
And here Jesus referred to that experience.
Sareng di dieu Yesus nunjuk ka pangalamanana.
As a river of living water.
Saperti ngocorna cai dina walungan.
In John chapter 4 it talked about a well of water.
Dina Yohanes pasal 4 ieu nyeroskeun perkawis sumur nu pinuku cai.
A well sustains life. You can draw water from the well.
Hiji sumur anu ngarojong kahirupan saderek tiasa ditimba caina.
But a river produces power.
Tapi walungan mah mangrupa kakuatan.
That's the difference. This is the infilling of the Holy Spirit.
Ieu bedanya ieu nu disebut pinuh ku Roh Kudus.
There is a work of the Holy Spirit in salvation.
Hiji padamelan Roh Suci dina kaselamatan.
But there is a work of the Holy Spirit where he gives us power.
Tapi aya padamelan Roh Suci dina waktos anjeunna masihan kawasa ka urang.
And it is available to all Christians.
Samodel kieu parantos disayogikeun kanggo sadaya urang
Kristen. Jesus said, if anyone thirsts.
Yesus ngandika sing sanu hanaang.
Are you thirsty to see a river of water?
Nah saderek hanaang teras kabita ningali balungan unga golontor.
Are you thirsty for more of God?
Nah saderek langkung hanaang kalah.
Are you thirsty for his power?
Nah saderek hanaang kana kawasana.
Jesus said, if you're thirsty, come to me.
Yesus ngandika, lamun maneh hanaang sok datang ka kami.
You can come to him and be filled.
Saderek tiasa sumping ka anjeunna pasti dipasihan dugi ka
warung. Look at me again in John's Gospel chapter 1.
Mangga urang tingali sasarengan dina Injil Yohanes pasal 1.
We're going to be looking at John chapter 1 and verse 29.
Urang tingali dina Yohanes pasal 1 ayat nu ka 28.
In these verses we will find both experiences referred to.
Dina ayat ieu urang baris mendakan dua hal pengalaman.
Salvation and the infilling of the Holy Spirit.
Kaselamatan sareng pinuhna ku Roh Kudus.
John 1 and verse 29.
Yohanes pasal 1 ayat 28.
The next day John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
Paisukna Nabi Yahya ningali Yesus bade mendakan anjeunna. Saurna, tarenjo tu anak domba Allah nu kawasa mupus dosa alam dunya.
This refers to our salvation.
Ieu nuduhkeun kana kaselamatan urang.
Jesus has taken away the sin of the world.
Yesus parantos nyandak dosa dunya.
But look down with me at verse 32 of the same chapter.
Urang tingali sasarengan ayat nu ka 32 dina pasal ieu keneh.
And John bore witness saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and he remained upon him.
Nabi Yahya masihan panaksen saurna. Kami geus nyaksian roh lungsur ti langit mangrupa manuk japati henteup kana salirana.
And I did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.
Kami ge teu wawuh ka anjeunna, tapi anjeunna anu miwarang ngabaptis ku cai. Lajeng ngandika, lamun maneh nempo roh turun ka hiji jalma sareng ngancik, nya anjeunna anu baris ngabaptis ku Roh Kudus.
Jesus takes away the sin of the world.
Yesus ngangkat dosa dunya.
And Jesus baptizes in the Holy Spirit.
Yesus ngabaptis ku Roh Kudus.
I trusted Jesus for my salvation.
Abdi percantan ka Yesus kanggo kaselamatan abdi.
I know I'm going to heaven when I die.
Abdi terang abdi bade ka sawarga dina waktos
maot. I have a relationship with God.
Abdi gaduh hubungan sareng Allah.
But I can also have power with God.
Tapi abdi oge gaduh kawasa sasarengan Allah.
I trusted Jesus for salvation.
Abdi percantan Yesus kanggo kaselamatan.
I can also trust him for this second work in my life.
Abdi oge percantan ka anjeunna kanggo padamelan anu kadua dina hirup abdi.
To be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Supados dipenuhan ku Roh.
Look in the book of Acts chapter 1.
Mangorang tinggal dina kitab para rasul pasal 1.
Acts chapter 1.
Kisah para rasul pasal 1.
We're going to be reading verses 4 and 5 of Acts chapter 1.
Ayat anu ka 4 sareng ka 5.
And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me.
Inaiji dinten waktos tua ngariung anjeuna amanat supaya rasul-rasul ulah waka incah ti Yerusalem, kedah tetep di dinya ngantosan jang jirama saurna sakumaha anu dicaritakeun ku kami.
For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now.
Ari Nabi Yahya ngabaptis teh ku cai, tapi maraneh masa kedeng deui oge bakal dibaptis ku Roh Suci.
Jesus said, don't leave Jerusalem.
Yesus ngadeka ulah ninggalkeun Yerusalem.
Don't go out and try and do anything.
Jangan keluar usaha jeung ngalampakeun
anaon. Wait for the promise of the Father.
Antosan jang jirama.
You need to be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
Maraneh kedah dibaptis Roh Kudus.
To accomplish all I have for you.
Karena rima sakabeh nu ku kami disadiakeun keur maneh.
They went and gathered together in an upper room.
Haranjeuna mios sarta karempel sasarengan di ruangan luhur.
And they prayed and they waited on the Lord.
Sareng haranjeuna ngadaroa sareng ngantosan pangeran.
Look in Acts chapter 2 in verse 1.
Urang tinggal dina Kisah Para Rasul 2 ayat nu kahiji.
We're going to be reading from Acts 2 verses 1 through 4.
Urang bade ngaos tina pasal 2 ayat nu kahiji nepi ka 4.
When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place.
Dina poe Pentakosta, sakabeh jalma-jalma nu geus percaya ka Yesus karumpul di hiji tempat.
And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting.
Dumadakan aya sora ti langit ngaguruh lir angin barat, sorana minuhan imah anu keur disaralikan.
Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them.
Mereka tembong ku aranjeuna anu pating suliwer mangrupa leta anu hurung tuluy areunteup ka aranjeuna.
They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
Aranjeuna geus kalingian Roh Kudus sarta mimitian salasauran ku rupa-rupa basa numutkeun gerak ti Roh Kudus teh.
Here they received the promise of the Holy Spirit.
Jadi aranjeuna nampi janji Roh Kudus.
After Jesus has ascended into heaven,
saparantos Yesus munggah ka sawarga.
The Father has now sent back the Holy Spirit.
Ayeuna ramangintunkeun deui Roh Kudus.
This is his initial entry.
Ieu munggaran ka sumpinganana.
He came with the sound of a rushing wind.
Ayeuna sumping sapertos wonten angin anu ngagelebuk.
Tongues of fire sat upon each of them.
Leta-leta nu sapertos seuneu narapel ka aranjeuna sewang-sewangan.
In the Old Testament, when God led the people of Israel,
dina perjanjian lawas waktos Allah ngadamping bangsa Israel,
away from Egypt,
keluar ti Mesir,
he was a pillar of fire before them.
Anjeuna janten tihang seuneu dipayuneun aranjeuna.
And he showed them where to go.
Sareng aranjeuna nuduhkeun jalan ka aranjeuna.
God's presence was in the pillar of fire.
Kasumpingan Allah dina wujud tihang seuneu.
But God was not in them.
Namun Allah mah teu aya dina antara anjeuna.
He was with them.
Mantenna nyarengan aranjeuna.
And now the fire comes to rest on them.
Sareng ayeuna mah leta seuneu napal ka aranjeuna.
And God the Holy Spirit comes to dwell in them.
Sareng Allah Roh Kudus sumping bade nyarengan aranjeuna.
I believe that God was telling them by this sign of fire.
Abdi percanten yen Allah nuju masihan terang aranjeuna ngawatana seuneu.
The same God of the Old Testament.
Yen Allah anu sami tina perjanjian lawas.
The same God that sustained Israel.
Nya Allah nu sami anu ngauban Israel.
Has now come to dwell with him.
Ayeuna parantos sumping kanggo ngancik di antawis sadaya.
And they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
Sareng aranjeuna dipinuhan Roh Suci.
And it says they began to speak with other tongues.
Sareng diterioskeun aranjeuna ngawita nyarios ku basa-basa sanes.
That is the initial physical evidence.
Ieu nyaeta hiji buktos ngawitan secara fisik.
Of being filled with the Holy Spirit.
Nyeunaan pinuhna Roh Kudus.
It's not something that just is to happen one time.
Ieu sanes salah sahiji kajantenan dina hiji waktos.
But once a Christian is filled with the Holy Spirit.
Sapamitos kajantenan urang Kristen pasti dipinuhan ku Roh Kudus.
They can speak in tongues for the rest of their life.
Aranjeuna tiasa nyarios dina basa roh salaramina.
It's a way to stay filled with the Spirit.
Ieu hiji cara supaya tetep dipinuhan ku Roh Kudus.
In the book of Acts.
Dina Kitab Para Rasul.
There are 5 recorded examples.
Nu kacatet aya 5 contoh.
Of believers receiving the Holy Spirit.
Dina waktos jalma-jalma percanten nampi Roh Allah.
We're going to look quickly at those five examples.
Mangga orang tinggal contoh nu lima teh.
The first one we just read in Acts chapter 2 verses 1 through 4.
Ngawitan mebae ku urang dina Kisah Para Rasul 2 ayat 1 dugi ka 4.
When we read from Acts 1 through 4, they were filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke with other tongues.
Dina waktu urang ngaos Kisah Para Rasul 1 dugi ka 4, anjeunna dipenuhan ku Roh Kudus, nyarios dina basa-basa sanes.
That is our first example.
Ieu contoh nu ngawitan.
The second one we find in Acts chapter 10.
Nu kadua urang mendakan dina Kisah Para Rasul pasal 10.
We're going to be reading in Acts chapter 10, verses 44 through 46.
Urang badai ngaos dina Kisah Para Rasul 10 ayat 44 tugi ka 46.
Here Peter has come and he's preaching to the household of Cornelius.
Di dia Petrus parantos sumping anjeunna khotbah di nuseur jalmi di bumi Cornelius.
Look with me in verse 44.
Mangga tingali ayat 44.
While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell on all those who heard the word.
Sebab Petrus acarios Roh Kudus lumungsur ngesian jiwa-jiwa anu karumpul ngabarandungan.
And those of the circumcision who believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles also.
Sareng jalmi saiman ti golongan nu disunat, anu nyarengan Petrus bati arolohok pamikirna geuning bangsa sejen oge, sarua giniluran Roh Kudus.
I have a question. How did they know the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out? The next verse gives us the answer. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. They had the same experience here that they had in Acts chapter 2.
Anjeunna ngalaman kajantenan anu sami sareng aranjeunna nu ngalaman dina waktos Kisah Para Rasul 2.
Look with me in Acts chapter 19.
Urang tingali sesarengan dina Kisah Para Rasul 18.
The account that we're about to read in Acts chapter 19.
Catatan ku urang diaos dina Kisah Para Rasul 18.
Took place almost 20 years after the day of Pentecost.
Kajantenan anameh 20 tahun saparantos dinten Pentekosta.
20 years after the first disciples received the Holy Spirit.
20 tahun parantos murid-murid ngawitan nampi Roh Kudus.
Acts chapter 19 verses 1 through 2.
Kisah Rasul pasal 18 ayat 1 dugi ka 2.
And it happened while Apollos was at Corinth that Paul, having passed through the upper regions, came to Ephesus and finding some disciples.
Kira Apollos aya di Korintus kene, Paulus aya di kota Efesus. Sabada ngider ka pilemburan-pilemburan nyampak aya murid sababara urang.
He said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?" So they said to him, "We have not so much heard whether there is a Holy Spirit."
Tuluy dipariksa, aranjeun basa mimiti percaya geus narima Roh Kudus? Jawabna, teu acan, malah nguping yen aya Roh Kudus oge nembe ayeuna.
Look down with me at verse 6 of the same chapter.
Mangga urang sasarengan ningali ayat genep tina pasal nu sami.
And when Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came on them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied.
Sabotkeun narumpangkeun panangan, tuluy nyarita kurupa-rupa basa jeung barisan narerangkeun hal-hal pikaharupeun.
They received the same Holy Spirit.
Aranjeunna nampi Roh Kudus nu sami.
And had the same experience.
Aranjeunna ngalaman kajantenan nu sami.
Look with me in Acts chapter 8.
Mangga urang tinggal Kisah Rasul pasal 8.
We're going to be reading in Acts chapter 8 beginning in verse 5.
Urang bade ngaos Kisah Rasul pasal 8 ngawitan ayat nu kalima.
Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them.
Aya hiji kota di Samaria anu didatangan ku Filipus terus diwanuhkeun ka Kristus.
Now we want to read verse 12 of Acts chapter 8.
Ayeuna urang bade ngaos ayat 12 dina Kisah Para Rasul pasal 8.
But when they believed Philip as he preached the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, both men and women were baptized.
Tapi sanggeus ku Filipus diwawaran Injil Kristus nepi ka palercayana, maranehna awewe lalaki kabeh dibaptis.
Now let's come down to verse 14.
Mangga urang tingali ayat 14.
We want to read through verse 17.
Urang aos ayat nu ka 17.
Now when the apostles who were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them.
Beja yen tanah Samaria geus narima kana panganika Allah, geus nepi ka rasul-rasul di Yerusalem. Tuluy Petrus jeung Yohanes diutus ka ditu.
Who when they had come down prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit.
Sabada kunuduan ditarumpangan panangan kakaramaranana ginanya Roh Kudus.
For as yet he had fallen upon none of them, they had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Margina Roh Kudus mal turun ka sahabae di antara aranjeun margina aranjeunna mung dibaptis di lebet asmana Gusti Yesus.
Then they laid hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit.
Saterasna duanana numpangkeun panangana luhureunana teras aranjeunna nampi Roh Kudus.
Now this says the apostles heard that Samaria had received the word of God.
Ayeuna dicarioskeun yen rasul-rasul parantos ngadongu yen orang-orang Samaria parantos nampi dawuhan Gusti.
It says that they believed the preaching of Philip.
Dicarioskeun yen aranjeunna percanten kana ajaran Filipus.
They were baptized in the name of Jesus.
Aranjeunna dibaptis di lebet jenengan Yesus.
They had been saved.
Aranjeunna parantos diselametkeun.
According to Jesus they were saved.
Pangandika Yesus anjeunna diselametkeun.
Jesus himself said this.
Yesus pribadi nungandikana.
He that believes and is baptized
maranehna nu percaya sarta dibaptis
shall be saved.
Pasti selamat.
But it says they had not yet received the Holy Spirit.
Tapi dicarioskeun yen aranjeunna nu nampi Roh Kudus.
They'd had the work of the Holy Spirit in salvation.
Aranjeunna mibana padaman Roh Kudus dina kaselamatan.
But they'd not yet been filled with the Holy Spirit.
Tapi aranjeunna teu acan dipinuhan ku Roh Kudus.
John and the disciples came and laid hands on them.
Ana sareng murid-muridna sarumping sareng numpangkeun panangan di luhureunana.
And then those believers received the Holy Spirit.
Sareng saterasna jalmi-jalmi percanten ieu nampi Roh Kudus.
Now look with me in verse 18.
Manggayana urang tingal dina ayat 18.
And when Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money.
Barang katempo ku Simon yen Roh Kudus bisa katarima ku jalan numpangkeun leungeun seueuh aing ngaturan duit ka rasul-rasul.
The Bible says that Simon saw something.
Kitab suci nyarioskeun yen Simon nempo hiji hal.
He saw something that let him know.
Manehna nempo hiji hal dugi ka manehna terang.
That they'd received the Holy Spirit.
Yen aranjeunna nampi Roh Kudus.
I submit to you, he saw them speaking in tongues.
Abdi ngadugikeun ka saderek, aranjeun nempo aranjeunna nyaraos dina basa roh.
Just like every other example in the book of Acts.
Pas sapertos unggal conto nu sanes dina Kisah Para Rasul.
I had a man tell me one time.
Dina hiji waktu siji pamegat nyaraoskeun.
Simon knew they received the Holy Spirit.
Simon terangeun yen aranjeunna parantos nampi Roh Kudus.
Because he saw they had joy.
Kumargi nempo aranjeunna ngagaraduhan kagumian.
But I pointed out that they already had joy.
Tapi abdi oge nuduh yen aranjeunna mibanda kagumian.
Look at verse 8 of this same chapter.
Cobi tinggal ayat 8 dina pasal anu sami.
And there was great joy in that city.
Waramatak bungahna di kota eta.
They had joy before John ever came.
Aranjeunna ngagaduhan suka gembira sateu acana Yohanes sumping.
Simon had to have seen something else.
Simon kedahna mah ningali perkawis nu sanes.
Look with me in verses 19 through 21.
Mangga tinggal dina ayat 18 dugi ka 21.
Simon is speaking.
Simon nuju nyarios.
He said, "Give me this power also, that on anyone I lay hands, that he may receive the Holy Spirit."
Baripokna abdi oge hoyong gaduh ka bisa kitu. Tiasa nurunkeun Roh Kudus ka sahabae anu ku abdi ditumpangkeun panangan.
But Peter said to him, "Your money perish with you because you thought that the gift of God could be purchased with money."
Tapi saur Petrus, "Laknat eta duit teh. Kitu deui anjeun. Naha panyangka aranjeun karunia Allah teh beunang dibeuli ku duit."
You have neither part nor portion in this matter, for your heart is not right in the sight of God.
Pamahalan anjeun meunang bagian atawa hak dina ieu perkara. Sebab bengkok sembah enggoning ibadah ka Allah.
Peter said to him that you do not have part or portion in this matter.
Petrus nyarios ka anjeunna, yen teu aya bagian atawa pihak anjeun dina ieu perkara.
A study of the scriptures will reveal this.
Tadi dawuhan pangeran bakal ngawujud ieu.
That this word matter in verse 21.
Kana balikeun ya, dengana. At 21.
Literally means utterance or speaking.
Secara harfiah hartosna nu diucapkeun atawa anu disarioskeun.
Peter said, "You have no part in this utterance or speaking that's taking place."
Petrus nyarios anjeunna teu meunang bagian dina ucapan atrapi cariosan.
Referring to the infilling of the Holy Spirit.
Nuduhkeun kana kapinuhan Roh Kudus.
Because his heart was not right.
Lantaran atena teu jujur.
Church history teaches us that they spoke in tongues in Samaria.
Sejarah gereja ngajarkeun ka urang ka aranjeun nyarios dina basa roh di Samaria.
Look Look with me in Acts chapter 9.
Mangga orang tinggal sesarengan dina Kisah Rasul 8.
We come to the final example that God has given us.
Urang dugi kana contoh nu pamungkas nu ku Allah dipasihkeun ka urang.
Of people being filled with the Holy Spirit in the book of Acts.
Masalah jalma-jalma nu dipindahan ku Roh Kudus dina kitab Kisah Rasul.
Acts chapter 9 verse 17.
Kisah Rasul 8 ayat ke-17.
And Ananias went his way and entered the house, and laying hands on him, he said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you came, has sent me that you might receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Ananias ini cup ka imah Yudas, tul numpangkeun leungeun ka Saulus bari nyarita kieu. Saderek Saulus kuring teh dipiwarang nepangan ku Pangeran nyaeta Yesus anu nembongan ka saderek di tengah jalan, supaya saderek tiasa ningal deui sareng ginanya Roh Kudus.
Immediately there fell from his eyes something like scales, and he received his sight at once, and he arose and was baptized.
Sapada harita kene lir aya lamad anu coplok, panona nepi ka bisa deui nenjo, tuluy nangtung geus kitu terus dibaptis.
This is the account where the apostle Paul received the Holy Spirit.
Nya ieu pisan hiji catetan waktos Rasul Saulus nampi Roh Kudus.
And it doesn't say that he spoke with other tongues. But look with me in 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
Mangga urang tinggal sesarengan dina hiji Korintus pasal 14.
The apostle Paul wrote the book of 1 Corinthians.
Rasul Paulus nyerat kitab hiji Korintus.
We want to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 18.
Urang ningali dina hiji Korintus pasal 14 sareng ayat 18.
We'll see a statement of Paul.
Urang baris ningali cerosan Paulus.
1 Corinthians 14 and verse 18.
Di Korintus pasal 14 sareng 18.
I thank my God I speak with tongues more than you all.
Hatur sembah nuhun Pangeran sim kuring leuwih bisa kana bahasa roh tibatan aranjeun.
Now he had to write to the church at Corinth.
Ayeuna aranjeunna kedah nyerat ka gareja di Korintus.
Because all they wanted to do was speak in tongues.
Margi aranjeunna teu kinten mikahoyongna nyaros dina basa roh.
They didn't have a proper order in their church.
Aranjeunna teu tartib kumaha kedahna dina waktos ibadah gareja.
And so this church that spent so much time speaking in tongues.
Sareng gareja ieu seueur ngagunakeun waktos nyarios dina basa roh.
Paul said, I speak in tongues more than all of you.
Paulus nyarios kami nyarita make basa roh leuwih ti aranjeun sadaya.
How is it that you speak in tongues, Paul?
Kumasalira tiasa nyarios basa roh Paulus?
Because he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
Margina anjeunna dipinuhan ku Roh Kudus.
Now, why is speaking in tongues important?
Ayeuna naha nyarios dina basa roh teh penting?
Look quickly with me at several verses.
Mangga tingali sabeberapa ayat.
1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 2.
Hiji Korintus 14 ayat nu kadua.
We're reading from verse 2 of 1 Corinthians 14.
Urang ngaos hiji Korintus 14 ayat nu kadua.
It says, For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God. For no one understands him, however in the spirit he speaks mysteries.
Anu ngomong ku basa roh, ngomongna ka Allah lain ka jelema. Da jelema mah moal aya nu ngarteun. Anu diomonganana hal-hal masih kene rahasia ti roh.
When I pray in other tongues, I'm speaking to God.
Atuh abdi ngadoa dina basa roh, abdi nuju nyarios sareng Allah.
You think there's any benefit in speaking to God?
Pamikiran saderek naon untungna nyarios sareng Allah?
I think there's much benefit in speaking to God.
Emutan abdi mah seueur untungna nyarios sareng Allah teh.
Look with me in verse 4.
Mangga urang tingal ayat 4na.
He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church.
Anu ngomong make basa roh mangpaat nangan karasa ku sorangan, ari nu ngawejangkeun dawuhanna Allah mah guna ngawangun hirup jemaah.
If I pray in tongues, I edify myself.
Pami abdi ngadoa dina basa roh, abdi ngawangun diri abdi nyalira.
That literally means I build myself up with power.
Cara harfiah artosna abdi ngawangun diri abdi nyalira kanggo kawasa.
I have gone out to my car several times.
Sabara kali abdi bade mios ngangombil abdi.
And tried to start my car.
Keras mobil di starter.
But the battery was dead.
Tapi aki baterena paeh.
The engine wouldn't start.
Mesina teu daekeun hirup.
Many Christians have a dead battery.
Jar urang Kristen nu ngagaduhan aki baterana paeh.
They're low on energy.
Anjeunna kurang tenaga.
The way to build up that inner battery, their spirit,
kanggo ngabangun kawasa dina roh aranjeunna,
is to pray in other tongues.
Nyaeta ngadoa basa roh.
I have several plants in my office.
Abdi ngadu sabeberapa pelakan di kantor abdi.
Sometimes I go in and they look like they're dead.
Cekapeung katingalna teh paeh.
They're wilted and they're laying over on the side.
Balakan terlempus serta alum kasabelah.
I say, what's wrong with my plants?
Abdi nyarios naunan ulapatna miara pepelakan iya.
I realize I haven't watered them in 2 weeks.
Abdi emut yen abdi teranyiram selama 2 minggu.
So I pour water on the plants.
Terus abdi nyiram pepelakan.
And in 2 hours they're standing up tall.
Dan selama 2 jam pepelakan terseger.
Some Christians are wilted on the inside.
Sebera orang Kristen lempuh di mana mana.
If you'll pray in other tongues, it'll build you up and you'll stand with attention.
Kita bakal ngawangun diri sorangan sareng mampu
ngelihat. Look at verse 14 of 1 Corinthians 14.
Mangga urang tingali sasarengan dinu ayat 14 tinu hiji Korintus.
Verse 14 says this.
Ayat 14 nyarios kieu.
For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful.
Lamun simkuring ngadoa ku basaro anu ngadoana teh ngan roh simkuring sorangan pikiran mate milu.
Now when I am praying in other tongues,
ayeuna waktos abdi ngadoa nganggo basaro,
I'm praying by the influence of the Holy Spirit within me.
Abdi ngadoa margi ku pangaruh Roh Kudus nu aya di abdi.
He's helping me pray.
Anjeuna nuju nulungan abdi ngadoa.
I'm not praying from my mind.
Abdi teu ngadoa nganggo emutan abdi.
My spirit is praying.
Roh abdi nuju ngadoa.
The Bible teaches in Romans 8:26.
Kitab suci dina Roma 8:26.
When we don't know how to pray as we should,
urang mah teu terang kudu kumaha ngadoa.
The Holy Spirit will help us.
Roh Kudus baris nulungan urang.
And when we pray by the Holy Spirit,
sareng waktos urang ngadoa ku Roh Kudus.
When we pray in other tongues,
waktos urang ngadoa nganggo basa roh.
We're praying the perfect will of God.
Urang nuju ngadoakeun kahoyong Allah anu sampurna.
I was driving on a mountain road one night.
Nyupiran di jalan pegunungan waktu sore.
And I suddenly had a terrible burden to pray.
Terang ujug-ujug ingat kagaduhan kewajiban kanggo ngadoa.
I felt something was wrong.
Abdi ngaraos aya nu teu leres.
Something bad was about to happen.
Kajantenan hiji hal nu awon.
But I didn't know how to pray.
Abdi teu terang kada kumaha ngadoa.
So I began to pray in other tongues.
Jadi abdi kedang ngadoa nganggo basa roh.
The Holy Spirit was helping me.
Roh Kudus nuju nulungan abdi.
I prayed for 15 minutes.
Abdi ngadoa 15 menit.
And the burden lifted.
Terang tekenan abot teh kaangkat.
I felt everything was all right.
Abdi ngaraos sagalana beres.
Just then a car coming the other direction.
Salajengna harita hiji mobil nyoloyong ti tempat sanes.
Went out of control.
Teu katahan.
And missed me by 1 foot.
Sareng di antara sakaki bade neunggar mobil abdi.
It smashed into the truck behind me.
Mobil teh neunggar truk tukangeun.
It was a terrible accident.
Kajantenan kacilakan nu pikagilaeun.
The Holy Spirit spoke to my heart.
Roh Kudus nyaraos dina hate abdi.
That, he said that was meant for you. But by praying in other tongues, your life was saved. I didn't know how to pray. But the Holy Spirit did. Now there are other evidences of being filled with the Holy Spirit. Besides praying in tongues. I will just give you the references. In Acts chapter 1 verse
8.
The Holy Spirit gives us power to be witnesses. In Acts chapter 4. The Holy Spirit gives us boldness. In Ephesians chapter 5.
In Efesus pasal 5.
The Bible says that when we're filled with the Holy Spirit.
Waktu urang dipinuhan ku Roh Kudus.
That we'll be singing and giving thanks to the Lord.
Urang bakal ngawi sareng sembah nuhun ka Pangeran.
I just want you to know.
Abdi mung hoyong sadar.
You can receive the Holy Spirit.
Sadarek tiasa nampi Roh Kudus.
You're saved when you accept Jesus.
Sadarek diselamatkeun waktu sadarek nampi Yesus.
But power comes into your life.
Tapi kawasa sumping tina hirup sadarek.
When you receive the blessed Holy Spirit.
Waktu sadarek nampi Roh Kudus nu diberkahan.
Jesus said, "Ask and you will receive."
Pek minta mane baris narima.
Jesus said, "Knock and the door will be opened."
Ketrokan pantona pasti dibukakeun.
Ask God to fill you.
Allah nyumponan pangabutuh mane.
He will answer the cry of your heart.
Mantena ngawal sadarek.
God bless you, my friend.
Pangeran ngaberkahan saudara, sobat.